Our first feature today is being read by Robin Quine and is a tribute by Tom Edwards to his long-time friend, the broadcaster Pete Murray, as he turns 100.
I have been a broadcaster for a mere 58 years, nothing to compare with the impressive CV that my good friend like Pete Murray holds, that's for sure. In our recent telephone conversation, he told me not to forget September the 19th. How could I? My special birthday card was sent to him just to make sure. I was a small schoolboy watching Pete comparing 6-5 special on the only television channel we had, which today is known as BBC One. It went out live, something Pete used to thrive on, with ad-libs all over the place. It was then, I suppose, that I wanted to do a job like this and set my sights on that goal. Decades later, I met this broadcasting legend, and in an instant, we became fine friends. I aired one of his sponsored shows on pirate radio in the mid-1960s on stations like Radio City and Radio Caroline. The BBC sacked him for that, but didn't have to wait long before Broadcasting House opened its doors back open for him. The joy of working with him and asking so many questions. He once said, "Tom, always remember you're only as good as your last performance." I never forgot that sound advice. A regular guest on Jukebox Jury, which had huge viewing figures, and on Radio 2, his weekday open house had wonderful guests who were only too eager to appear and have off-the-cuff conversations with the rich and famous. In the middle of my overnights of news reading, long shifts on Radios 1 and 2, I loved popping down to the basement studio where this show was broadcast live. Pete always welcomed me with a cup of coffee and just chatted. His knowledge and advice have always served me well. I remember the numerous times Pete would hand over to me for a gale warning, always delivered with light-hearted, careful chosen words. I remember the fun we all had when Pete was chairman on PopScore, with Tony Blackburn's team battling their music knowledge against Terry Wogan's. The studio at the old Paris studio in Lower Regent Street had a packed audience every single week. Pete taught me broadcasting was fun, and we had the privilege of facing an audience that we all knew would always be there. I can't ignore this man's acting career, and billed at the time as Pete Murray, Pete played an important role in the 1948 film My Brother Jonathan, with the stars being Michael Denison and his wife Dulcie Gray. The movie was a huge hit and a compelling story, well worth a watch. So Pete Murray has reached 100 years, and it goes without saying I'm sending him very special birthday greetings. I'm just so pleased that our friendship is as strong as it ever will be. A special day for a special person. Pete returned to radio to celebrate his 100th birthday, hosting a special edition of the Boom Top 5 at 11 a.m. on Boom Radio. The programme counted down the biggest songs from his birthday week in 1963, featuring tracks by Cliff Richard and The Beatles.